This is the national public broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad.
We have to change our spirit to have a change in our life for the better. Our spirit now is not to accept criticism. If one of our own kind criticizes us to help us, to get us to wake up and see our shortcomings so we can help ourselves better, we immediately become enraged and treat him as though he's racist. Or you're not a black brother. We have to change that. This public address is intended to give us a clear picture of ourselves that we need to look at, our collective behavior, and our inherent life that all of us have at birth when we come from our mothers. We come with the same human essence, the same human worth that every other people come into this world with. Most of the people of the book, that's an expression from our holy book, referring to mainly Christians and Jews. Most of the people of the book, our Quran say, have not knowledge. And if you don't have knowledge, what can you expect from people if they don't have knowledge? The ignorant in the days before civilization, savages, who did not have the intelligence to better their condition until God saved them from their condition. Savages. If you right now would be told of a savage area existing on this planet today, and you'd be told, go there and help those people, you wouldn't be too quick to go and help them. You would fear for your life. You'd fear for your life. Now, I want to tell you that the KKK, they were savages. And if any of them are still living with that mind, they are savages. They don't have knowledge. They call themselves Christians, but they do not have knowledge of their book. If they did, it would change their way of thinking and behaving. They hold on to scripture without knowledge. They have scripture by faith only. The world's best known sacred scriptures are more about human society's beginning, mystical beginning, and also about predictions about how life will end. Life meaning community life. How the community life begins from the natural human life that the Creator gave us. It begins from that life. It grows from that life and upon that life. And how it will be concluded, how it will end. Conforming to man's God-given life for community and the behavior that man should have. That is what keeps life for the human family or for humanity. Favoring lifestyles that robs the community of life, robs the community of vital human character, and brings about the death of our communities, moral death, spiritual death, cultural death, material death. It's something that has taken us from progressing, from following developmental life, to regressing and losing our progress. That our great leaders, our heroes, even during the time of slavery and after, from Frederick Douglass and even before Frederick Douglass, Nat Turner, John Brown, a white man, they thought he was crazy because he made great sacrifices to tell the world, especially America, that slavery is wicked, that it has to be stopped. He was killed, and from Frederick Douglass to Dr. King, we've had all these wonderful leaders, and all of them wanted us to be God-fearing, and all of them wanted us to be of good moral character. So losing your good life, losing your good moral life is a big crime, especially when you look at the price that was paid to keep moral life in us. It's a big crime. It's a crime against the nature God created for you, but it's also a crime against all those wonderful heroes we had that were trying to lead us, who were deprived of community life by slavery, was trying to lead us to a noble, honorable, rich community life. Myths are in the way of progress. You don't know how much your life is governed by myth, Looking into myths and the nature of myths tells us a lot about the freedom that we have and the freedom that our great leaders hold precious now, still hold precious. Tells us a lot about that freedom, the freedom we enjoy in America. Once you've given freedom to be responsible for it on your own, the freedom that manifests under your control may be poison, very detrimental to the freedom that was intended for you. The noble men who formed the ideas for this democracy, they didn't see freedom as the freedom to do anything you please, to even become nasty and indecent, or become criminal. That's not the freedom they worked for. That's not the freedom that they left to us. Freedom to them was the freedom of the thinkers. The freedom of the free thinkers, free thinkers. And their interest was freedom of the mind, freedom for the intelligence, freedom for the best that is in the soul of man. They wanted to be like a plant, to let come out of the dead body, the dead mind, the most precious things deposited in there by God, the Creator. They want to see that free. They didn't want the freedom that we have now. This freedom is destroying us, destroying our families, and destroying our community. A prophet, a great prophet, was asked by the strong oppressor who was ruling the land that he was in, said, well, if you leave from me, or if I banish you from the land, what would you have? How would you survive? And the prophet answered him, the prophet said, the one who created me will guide me. The one who created me will guide me. The great thinkers, they studied human creation, and they got great guidance, insight into human creation, and they got great guidance from how human beings are constituted. And they used that God guidance, they used that knowledge to improve upon the life and advance the life, progress the life, according to the will of God, or in accordance with the plan of God for human life. That's how people have come into great life, great comforts, great benefits. We have to return to the scripture, and we have to follow the best of our religious leaders. The best of our religious leaders. The politicians of Chicago, they say you reward your friends and punish your enemies. We should reward our good leaders and punish our bad leaders. You punish them by not serving them. You punish them by not following them. It is believed that after man discovered language, he began to progress greatly. We shouldn't take language for granted. You shouldn't just speak any kind of way. You were created with a brain, the highest, the richest, most resourceful brain in creation. No animal, no insect, bird, whatever, have been given a brain like yours. The brain, our prophet said, prayers and peace be on him, Muhammad, he said God did not give creation anything more useful than the human brain. So when you love ignorance, you work against your precious brain. So you think of yourself maybe as uneducated. You think of yourself as poor. We all were born uneducated, and we all were born poor. But our human tools and our original human spirit made us turn to the best that we could find outside of ourselves and inside of ourselves. And we worked ourselves out of ignorance, and we worked ourselves out of poverty. Now this, you know, we don't believe in Darwin's theory. I studied his theory, and I know he was a thief. He stole information, or he was given it by others, and he didn't give God credit for it. And then he put it in his language that hides God, that hides God, the Creator. He put it in his language so that we would worship him. But we didn't evolve from apes. We evolved from original, precious human life. And we become apes when we leave God. We can't forget the freedom road of our pioneers. There are many of them who paid a great price, the nature that God gave man. Won't accept abuse, mistreatment, injustice. We naturally rise up against such. Nat Turner, he knew he would die. John Brown, he knew he would die. Frederick Douglass had a better opportunity. The abolitionists were working at the same time. Whites, and we have had whites all along since then, joining us and supporting us and risking their life to help us get attention and justice in this country. Many of us perhaps don't know Elijah Lovejoy, David Walker, but we know Sojourner Truth and the many others, and Dr. Martin Luther King, the last of our great freedom fighters. We know them. But do you know Elijah Muhammad was also a freedom fighter? We have so many little problems that become very big problems. We call ourselves colored people. It was hard to get us to change from saying colored people and to say black. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he kept driving the point home, and it caught on. And Christians and all start calling ourselves black. Yes, proud that we are black. James Brown, the most dynamic performer I've ever seen. I met him after watching the show. Somebody said, "Do you want to meet him?" I said, "Yes, I'd like to meet him." So they took me backstage and I met him. So as soon as I met him, I just wanted to say, "Thank you, James Brown. Thank you, Mr. James Brown." So I said, "Look, I just want to say we really appreciate you for making us proud to be black." Because his song, you know, "Black and Proud, Black and Proud." Here's what he said to me. He looked at me like he was surprised to hear me speak that way. He said, "It was your father who inspired that in me." Yeah, Elijah Muhammad. Now you who have been in the name of Muslims and Islam for 40 and 50 and 60 years, you also have to thank Allah, thank God, for the teacher of my father, Mr. Farad. Because he gave us a strategy that would eventually make us give up the dead part of the life he gave us. See, when a seed is put in the ground, when life comes into it, the life comes out of the inside. And the dead part on the outside is left to go the way of death, eaten up by the earth. Or it falls down to the earth. Now some lift them up like grass, like wheat grass, and the dead part will fall down to the earth eventually. And only the part that should live stays, S-T-A-Y-S, stays. Now, you know, if you read scripture, and I do have some scripture readers here, many. I'm looking at you. I know you. If you read scripture, then you should also understand that it's prophesied that the temple would not stand forever. The temple was built to fall. It was built to fall. But it was built to hold a message, the life, until the life could come up. And then the temple itself, as a material thing, falls to the ground. It must fall. Destroy this temple, and I will build it up in 3 days. Huh? That's prophecy, that's scripture. It's scripture, it's scripture of something that was said back then, but it's also a prophecy. Don't you know Mr. Farad understood that? He did. He understood that. And he built his temple not to stand forever, but to be destroyed. Oh, Wallace, that guy destroyed everything we had. No, I did not. I destroyed only what Mr. Farad wanted to die in time, to serve you for a while, hold you for a while, inspire you for a while, feed your life until you see that a lot of dead stuff is in this, and throw the dead stuff away. Praise be to Allah. You know, I was watching Channel 7, ABC, and came a commercial, Loyola University commercial, Catholic University, I'm sure most of you know, and they had the words, also treatment of the spirit. Now, they offer so many courses that you have to take if you want to finish college. But they say they also offer course for the treatment of the spirit. They ain't big enough to take all these Negroes, all these African Americans, all these niggers. Oh, he used the wrong word. What's wrong with nigger? It means the same thing that Negro means. The dumb Southern white supremacists, he learned that a lot of us, we came from Africa, so he found a place that was rich in culture at one time in history, called N-I-G-E-R. But it's not pronounced nigger, it's pronounced Niger. Niger, not nigger. So he started calling us, incorrectly pronouncing it, niggers. Nigger is a better word than Negro, because Negro is just black. It does not take you back to a civilization and a culture. But Niger does. So you see, we have to wake up and straighten out our minds. Now we don't want to be called Negroes. And I heard some Spanish people, they were standing on the side, and they saw a lot of us coming. I knew a little Spanish. And they said, Los Negros. Those Negroes. That's what they said. They said, Los Negros. And they were saying, those blacks. That's what they were saying. So Negro in Spanish just means black. That's what it means, black. Now I know the way you use a word gives it a meaning also. So the way the dumb white supremacists, and I keep calling them dumb, because that's the only way I can excuse him. He had to be dumb. He had to be uneducated. He had to be uncivilized. Okay, so being so dumb, he called you nigger, and the way he came, the spirit he came from, made you hate that word. So I understand how the word got the meaning that you hate. I understand that. But we need to rethink and research, because we are not doing much with our community life. And I believe this ignorance has to be seen firstly for us to come into a new mind and take charge. We have to qualify for freedom. To qualify for freedom and economic empowerment, the faithful must defeat this spirit to be nasty that is in us at home and in the streets. If it was just in the streets, it wouldn't be so bad. But that nasty spirit we have is in the home too. Regressive mind, shameful lifestyle, show-off spirit, spirit to show off, silly monkey nature, spirit to just have simple, foolish fun. We are being destroyed, people. We have been influenced into having tunnel vision. But we are not a community of cyclops. The cyclops have tunnel vision. The cyclops couldn't do much with their life. In myth, they have one eye right in the center of the forehead. One eye, not two, one eye. God revealed religion so we would take pride and cherish and value our creation, the human creation. And in our holy book says, see how he's given you two eyes, not one, two eyes. To see outside and inside. To see outside and inside. To see and question. To see and examine what you see. To see and investigate what you see. To see and dig into what you see. And that's how we become educated. And if we want to follow the professor or the teacher, we have to be guided into that understanding that you cannot learn by just looking on first sight, but you have to have a second sight to look into, not just on. Modern man's ignorance nukes his world, nukes his world. We still see the clothing. You're growing in dress. Clothing getting more popular, getting richer, more attractive. The buildings getting more attractive, more accommodating. The material just growing and growing. But what's inside? Nothing. Nothing. And that's what the nuke bomb does. The nuke bomb takes away the life of people, but leave the money standing.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.